on DG Sports.
All right, 6:08 to go, 20-19. Park with the lead.
Dick, we're going to have a lot of timeouts in the second half. Neither team has used one of their own. It's been all TV timeouts so far.
You're right. It has been. So, okay, so Park, the inbound. They lead by one. So it'll be Eastland, the inbound, to Robinson. So Coach Robbins resting some of his starters. As you got Robinson and Moss in there. And then the other three are all role players for the Panthers. As Robinson brings it across, passes over to Eastland. Now Eastland goes back to Freeman. Shot inside is no good. That was by Moss and goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Panthers. They had to wait. The two officials got together, which was good, to see who knocked it out last. 5:48 to go. 20-19. Park with the lead. Trying to get it in, and they do to Eastland. Eastland gives it up to DeLeon. Now Eastland. Back to DeLeon. To Eastland. Now Robinson, and got a foul coming up on the Panthers. It's on DeLeon. So that's his first. And that'll be their fifth. Fifth foul on the Park Panthers. As the Bulldogs inbound, French with the basketball. Takes it across. French still with the basketball. Now gives it up. Now back outside to Realm. And he passes over on the wing to O'Neal. Now from the corner, the three-pointer, no good. Put back as one of the smallest players on the floor got the position, Tchaikovsky, and he'll go to line to shoot two. And that falls on Robinson. Correction on Eastland. First one up is good. And we're tied at 20. Checking back in is Nowak for the Bulldogs for Realm. So Hallback can give him the lead back and does at 21-20. So Robinson will bring it up. Almost has it taken away. And they do. And it goes into the hands of Hallback. Now he loses it but gets it back. And they're going to say he traveled with it. So 4:45 to go, 21-20. Cedarburg with the lead over the Park Panthers. And Robinson with the basketball gives it up to DeLeon. Tried to put a shot up, no good. Now coming inside. Turnaround is no good. And we're going to get a it's on Zari Gwynn. And that's the seventh personal foul on the Panthers. So they'll go to line to shoot a 1-1. Checking back in is Cole Betker. For the Park Panthers, they trail 21-20 with Hallback at the line for a 1-1. First one up is no good, but they get the rebound. And we got another foul coming up. So it's on Gwynn, his second. Now Nowak will go to the line for a 1-1. And Cam Betker checks back in. The winner of this game gets the winner of Wauwatosa West and Wausau East. He misses, but they're there to get the rebound. No one home. And the shot up is good by Hallbeck to make it 23-20 now. Cedarburg with the lead. As you got Gwynn back in there, you got Robinson, you got the two Beckers. So you got four starters back in there. Driving inside, putting it up. And now a player control foul coming up on Betker. So that's his first. And again, we don't shoot player control fouls. But Cedarburg to get the ball, and they can increase that lead. So they pass in to O'Neill. O'Neill now brings it down quickly, then gives it to French. French then dumps it off. So they've had very good ball movement the last three possessions, the Bulldogs. Now back outside, the three-pointer, in and out, no good. Put back is no good by Nowak, as once again he had inside position.
Yeah, Park has had no answers for the rebounds on the inside at all.
Well, that's the physicality of the Bulldogs that you talked about, with them being mostly football players. First one up is good by Nowak to make it 24-20.
And on top of being football players, Coach Miller has them working out 3 to 4 times per week during the season.
Okay. So Freeman checks back in for DeLeon. Second one up is also good. Make it 25-20 now. Cedarburg with their largest lead at 5 with 3:38 to go in our first half. Robinson with the basketball. Passes over on the wing to Betker. Betker then brings it back out to Moss, and Moss is fouled. He's fouled by Tchaikovsky. So Moss at the line for a 1-1. He's 1-for-3 this afternoon. First one up is good, though, to make it 25-21. Second one up, also good. So make it 25-22, back to one possession game. Park got a D up now, as the Bulldogs bring it across, and that's Nowak. And he gives it up to O'Neill. And then they put it into the hands of French. French passes on the wing to Tchaikovsky. Then they come back inside. There's a little floater. That's no good by Hallbeck. And here comes Robinson the other way down. Puts it up way too hard. Moss puts it back. But we had a foul. And let's see. That falls on Hallbeck, the eighth. So Moss at the line, 3-for-5. First one up is good. Make it 25-23. Checking in is Hudson, back in is Hudson Wolf for the Bulldogs. Moss to get the second now. That one's up, also good. So 25-24. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School State Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Right, 2:56 to go in our first half. 25-24, Cedarburg with the lead. And they'll have possession of the basketball when we get back into action here.
Dick, something I forgot to tell you on the ride up here. Logan Zaire for Cedarburg is cousins to the Terrians over at Pewaukee.
Wow.
The two Terrian twins.
Yeah.
And their older brother, he is cousin to them.
Oh, okay. All right, so the Bulldogs inbound. It'll be Tchaikovsky inbounding, and he gets the ball back. As the Panthers show some pressure, almost had a turnover there. And they get it back into the hands of French. French backs it up now, being guarded by Betker. Now French is close to that timeline. Now he gives it up to Wolf. Wolf comes inside, lays it up, no good. Rebound to Betker. Good job by Cam Betker to get that rebound. Gives it to Eastland. Eastland coming down. He's going to pull up, shoot way too hard, and the rebound to French. And not a good shot selection there. Now Lania loses it, but gets it back. And they call a timeout, a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here and run down our unofficial scoring so far with 2:03 to go in our first half.
Thanks, Dick. Leading all scorers, Mitchell Tchaikovsky for Cedarburg with 8 points. Owen Hallback with 6. Graham Nowak with 4. Griffin French with 5. And Christian Rem with 2. And for the Park Panthers, leading the way for them, Jackson Moss, 7 points. He's 5 for 7 from the line. Zari Gwynn with 6. Cam Becker with 3. Cole Becker with 2. Robinson with 2. And Freeman with 4.
All right, so the Bulldogs inbound. And taking it across is Ryan O'Neill. Passes over to Ruff. And he goes across. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by O'Neill. And it's 28-24 Cedarburg. As the Panthers bring it across. Robinson to Betker. Now Betker. Now the three-pointer is good. Three-pointer by Cole Betker to make it 28-27. Now they almost have a steal, but they don't. And Lane coming it in and laying it up. Oh, and they're going to call the foul on Jackson Moss. He doesn't like it. Well, they're going to call it on Betker. That's his second.
2 shots received by Ryan O'Neill.
So at the line is O'Neill. Double, I think, double bonus now. First one up is good. Makes it 29-27. Second one up, also good. Shooter's touch. Makes it 30-27 as Robinson's going to bring it across as we close in on a minute to go in our first half. Betker with the basketball gives it up to Moss. And Moss gets it to Betker. And he'll throw it back out. Now Cam Betker with it. Out on top. Now gives it to Robinson. Back to Cam Betker. Now Moss on the wing. Puts the shot up and hits it. Jackson Moss for a three from the wing to tie it at 30. 37 seconds to go in our first half. Ruff with the basketball. And they're going to play for one, I believe, as we close in on 20 seconds to go. Now he drives inside and puts it up and scores. A lot of time for the Panthers to score here, 32-30. You got 8 seconds. Robinson now driving, putting it up, can't get it. Put back, no good. And we got a foul right before half.
The Seabird fouls number 10, Hudson Wolf, is first. 19 foul. Jacob Freeman at the line for the Panthers.
So Freeman will be at the line for a 1-1, I think. Nope, two shots. They said he was in the act of shooting. Last foul was on Ruff, I believe. First one up, good. Makes it 32-31. Checking back in is Czar, which is kind of interesting that he would come back in with 2 seconds to go. And also back in the lineup is Hallback for the Bulldogs. Second one up, no good. Put back is no good, and that's the end of our first half of play. With our score, Cedarburg 32, the Park Panthers 31. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
All right, Dylan, thank you. Again, we're at halftime. 32-31 is our score. We'll run down our unofficial scoring first here in the at halftime. 32-31, Cedarburg with the lead.
Yeah, Cedarburg with that lead and leading them. Tchaikovsky with 8 points. Owen Halbach with 6. Graham Nowak with 4. Griffin French with 5. Ryan O'Neill with 5. Christian Rem with 2. Hudson Wolf with 2. Interesting to note, Dick, Logan Zaire, their leading scorer this season, had extreme foul trouble with almost 7 minutes to go in the first, and had to sit the entire first half after that. So we'll see if he plays a factor in the second half for the Bulldogs. And for the Park Panthers, leading the way, Jackson Moss with 10 points, 5 for 7 from the free throw line. Zari Gwynn with 6 points, Jacob Freeman with 5, Cole Becker with 5, and Cam Becker with 3. Isaiah Robinson with 2 points. That's our 32-31 score here at halftime.
It's a good one, as Dylan predicted it would be. As he said, don't get too caught up in the Bulldogs having 8 losses based on that they play in the North Shore Conference. So, again, 32-31, Cedarburg with the lead at halftime.
Yeah, I think one thing that kind of threw Park off to start this game, Dick, is just the physicality that Cedarburg did come out with. Not many teams in the Southeast play physically. A lot of them play up-tempo. They want to run and gun. Cedarburg, not only do they play physically, they want to push the pace. They want to go up and down the floor with you. That's something that ever since Nick Miller has been the coach and I did PA for them or the book or worked their games, they always want to push. That's one of his things is go, catch and go. But they do run a lot of half-court sets in their offense. So they do run and gun, but they slow it down at times, pull it out, run isolation. They come at you multiple ways. So it's definitely a challenge and is throwing off Racine Park so far here in this one.
Yes, Dylan, and one thing I'd add is what you mentioned on the ride up here. He said that Cedarburg, the majority of their roster, are football players. So a lot of times when they make their fouls, you're going to feel the fouls. They're very physical as a team. And this is the kind of game they want. They want a game that's close, and they're going to have a shot to win when it comes to the end.
Yeah, Parks definitely got to start attacking the rim a little more, but again, that's where the physicality comes into it. Jackson Moss, he was shaken up a little bit in that Waterford game that we covered of theirs, the final game, sectional final, and we've seen in the very first 3 minutes of the game, boom, hard foul, shooken up once again. So we'll see if that has any play as we finish out the second half, or, you know, what will come of it, because Park, they're playing about as good as you can. I don't know what much more differently they could do here in the second half. It's been a fantastic game of basketball, and I'm sure you're enjoying it as much as I am.
I am. And again, Park, they're going to get the first possession of the second half, and we've had Park so many times this year. We're used to them coming out, and it's like they turn on a switch and they reel off 8-10 points right away. We'll see if that happens this afternoon.
Yeah, we've seen that to start the game. Park was out to a 14-8 lead at one point over Cedarburg, and Cedarburg kind of woke up, started playing defense, but that's just Park's ability. We've seen that time and time again this year where they're able to comfortably come out with a lot of electricity, a lot of pizzazz, and take that lead, but Cedarburg had an answer for it where many teams this year did not.
Yep. And I'm wondering if they have a little bit of a, what do you want to call it, effect after that Waterford, the shellacking they put on Waterford, that they have a little bit of, left over that, we can just turn it on, we don't have to worry. And I don't think that's going to work this afternoon with Cedarburg.
Yeah, I mean, they could have came out here today and said, oh, we're the one seed, we have no problem getting through this game. They very well could have had that mentality. I don't expect Coach Robbins to allow that, but kids are kids, and you can't control how they feel, so that very well could have happened. They came out very hot and cooled off after that. They had 14 points with 12 minutes to go in the first half, and they're only at 31 in it at halftime, so scoring definitely slowed down a lot. Cole Becker was out of the game for most of the first half. I thought that was kind of interesting. They get a lot of three-point action from him, but
yeah,
that's something where maybe the physicality of Cedarburg was a little too tough for, you know, Cam to be able to be in there. I'm not too sure.
Well, the Bulldogs have returned to the floor, and I'm sure Park will come out shortly with two minutes to go. But one thing we'll keep an eye on will be Logan Czar with those three fouls. If Park tries to go right at him, you know, when he comes out.
Yeah, I would expect them to attack Logan a lot in this second half. It's interesting, Dick, you have Zari Gwynn for Park and then Zaire for Cedarburg. So a little bit contrast of two names there, but very similar at the same time.
Well, we're going to see what happens here in a minute and 15 seconds when we start our second half. Park will get that first possession, and that's going to dictate a lot to see what happens when we start the second half. 32-31. Cedarburg with the lead, and again, the winner of this game gets the winner of Wauwatosa West, the number 2 seed, or Wausau West, the number 3 seed, that will play 15 minutes after this game concludes. And they're both here and have gone to their locker rooms now, as typically that's what happens once the teams come out to start the second half. The teams that are playing in the second game will go to their locker rooms. So just about set to get our second half underway. And I think Czar is the only one with three fouls starting our second half, unless you have somebody else.
No, Logan Czar would be the only one with the three fouls there. Zari Gwynn has two, and Cam Becker has two. Halbeck has two, and I think one more Cedarburg player has two, but outside of that, foul trouble is not really a thing here.
All right, so Cole Becker to inbound for the Panthers as we start the second half, and let's see what adjustments were made. Robinson brings it across. Robinson on the drive, pulls it back out, gives it to Moss. He puts up a three. That's no good, and a rebound to Zaire. And Zaire gave it up to French. And now it's passed over to O'Neal. Almost a travel there. Back to Czar. His three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Zari Gwynn. And Zari Gwynn pushes it up quickly, trying to run with it. Gwynn now still has it. Now he's got to put up a shot that's good. Zari Gwynn with a very tough shot to make it 33-32. Park with the lead. Here comes French now. Passes over on the wing to Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky goes down low to Czar. Back to Tchaikovsky for three. Hits it. Hits it three. Never said a word. Just hit the three. Didn't point to anybody. Very classy. Robinson with the basketball now. 35-33. Park trails. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. A three-pointer by Cole Becker, and he does just the opposite. He lets everybody know that he hit the three as the Panthers take the lead, 36-35. Now on the drive, it's French. He's double-teamed, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs, though, from Cedarburg. 36-35, Park with the lead. We've played a minute and a half here in our second half. They get it in to O'Neal, and O'Neal gives it up to Czar. Czar comes inside, has it knocked away into the hands of Robinson. He gets it to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn trying to come inside, puts it up and score. No, it was short. Now back to Moss. Moss pulls up and shoots, but he hits it. Jackson Moss hits it to make it 38-35 Park now with a three-point lead as French brings it across and gives it to Hallbeck. Hallbeck then passes over across court to French. And then they go on the wing to O'Neal. Now Zaire puts it up and hits it with the shooter's touch. Zaire gets the two. 38-37. And it'll be Cole Becker bringing it up for the Panthers. Passes over to his brother, Cam. Cam gives it up to Zari Gwynn, trying to penetrate inside. Turn around by Zari. No good. Short. Becker saves it, though, into Zari's hands. Zari comes down with it, gives it to O'Neal for three, and he hits it. And just like that, 40-38, Cedarburg takes the lead back. Robinson with the basketball now, pulls up, now gives it to Becker. And Becker gives it to his brother Cam. Now inside, it was in by Moss and then went outside. And we got a foul coming up on the Panthers. Okay, we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Back to live action here, 14:47 to go, and the Bulldogs will inbound, 40-38, and they get it into Hallbeck. They got a two-point lead. Hallbeck has it knocked away, but they get it back. Now it comes into the hands of French at the top of the key. Now French gives it up to Tchaikovsky. Taken away by Robinson. And they get it to Becker, and he scores. So Cam Becker from Cole Becker ties it up at 40. Oh, almost a travel there. Now they come inside to French, and he has it knocked away. So it'll remain with the Bulldogs. 14-12 to go in our second half. We're tied at 40. They get it in to O'Neal. And O'Neal, he can hit that three. Now they go inside to Zaire. He overlaid it. He was defended a little bit, so he rushed it. Overlaid. Now Zaire Gwynn. And he would have traveled with it as he falls to the ground. And here comes the Bulldogs pushing it up quickly, and they score. Alley-oop. Alley-oop to Hallbeck, and he scores to make it 42-40, Cedarburg. Here comes the Panthers once again. Moss with the basketball. He's going to put it up, and they're going to call a jump ball, and that'll go back over to Cedarburg. So Zaire inbounds it to O'Neal. And O'Neal brings it all the way in, then has it taken away. Taken away by Cole Becker. Robinson gets it to Moss. And they're going to say he traveled with it. So it'll go back over to the Bulldogs. And Zaire, he'll inbound it to French. French now double teamed. Trying to get it, and Robinson takes it away. Isaiah Robinson. Now they go back to Robinson. He wanted to hit the three. Was Zaire Gwynn. His shot's no good. Moss with the putback. Jackson Moss with the reverse layup putback. That's good to tie it at 42. O'Neal now. Now they're going to get Moss for a foul on Hallbeck.
Receive card foul is number 12, Jackson Moss, his second, and the team's second.
That's his second. So again, the only Cam Becker's the only one. He's got three for Park as they pass into Tchaikovsky. And they save it. And now they throw it away. Good defense. Excellent defense by the Park Panthers. So they'll have the ball back and can retake the lead here at the 12:26 mark. As Cole Becker will bring it across. And they'll set it up. Cole Becker gets it to Robinson. Back out on top to Zaire Gwynn. They go to Moss. Moss didn't have the shot. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Cam Becker, and it's 45-42. Racine Park at the 12-minute mark. Here's Hallbeck with the basketball. Passes across court to Franz Zaire with it now. Throws it back inside, and it's taken away all the way down to Moss. He'll put it up too hard, but he's fouled. I think Moss tried to get a little cute there, but he did draw the foul.
First team foul, Jackson Moss at the line, shooting two.
Okay, 5 for 7. First one up is good. He line-drived it in. And checking back in is Nowak for the Bulldogs. For Hallbeck. Second one up is shooter's touch good also. 47-42, a five-point lead now for the Park Panthers. As the Bulldogs bring it across, O'Neal with the basketball. Passes over to French. Trying to get it to Zaire now. Zaire playing much more aggressive here. Almost taken away again. And they're going to get Robinson, I think, for the reach.
Yeah, it's interesting. Robinson all year wore a headband but doesn't have one on today.
Yeah, he doesn't. So Robinson, that's his second. Team third. Zaire gets it in the corner, the wing, three-pointer no good. Zaire tries to save it. It's on the floor. And they're going to call timeout, a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here and run down our unofficial scoring for
as
both teams.
Scoring, Dick, leading all scorers tonight, Jackson Moss, 16 points, 7 for 9 from the line. Zaire Gwynn with 8, Cam Becker with 8, Cole Becker with 8, Jacob Freeman with 5, Mitchell Tchaikovsky with 11, Ryan O'Neal with 8, Griffin French with 5, Christian Rem with 2, Hudson Wolf with 2, Logan Zaire with 2, and Graham Nowak with 4.
All right, 47-42. Park with the lead. Long way to go yet. 11-16 to go in this one. Ball was on the floor. Thought, oh, in the official's mind, the Bulldogs had possession of it, so they called a timeout and got it granted. So Zaire to inbound. And he does. He inbounds to Nowak. And they throw it out to O'Neal. Zaire now with the three. no good. And this time Robinson has it. And they're going to get a foul on the Bulldogs. Going to be on Nowak. So that's their second team foul. And Nowak with, that's his first. Robinson with the basketball now. Still has it. Now gives it up to Becker. Back to Becker. Then they go across court, knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say that Cole Becker touched it last. So we have a timeout on the floor, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
And again, if you got anything to say, let us know on Mixler.
Yeah, we'd love to chat back and forth with you. We have a good amount of people tuned in today, so always welcome to chat back and forth.
All right, 47-42, Park with the lead, 10:45 to go. And they're going to give the ball back to the Bulldogs. Big possession there for the Park Panthers. Could have went up by even more. And the ball went off of Becker. Not paying attention. As the Bulldogs get it in. And they give it up to O'Neill, to French. Zaire puts it up and scores. Zaire with the basketball. And the basket, as he's playing now with authority, like, doesn't matter, I got three fouls. Robinson with the basketball, 47-44. Park with the lead. Now they throw it into Moss. Moss trying to work himself inside. Finds Becker, and Becker scores. Cole Becker for two. Jackson with a nice assist, 49-44. Park with the lead. As we close in on 10 minutes to go, Zaire has got to throw it across court to O'Neill. And then they throw it back to Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky with the basketball, driving inside all the way, puts it up, can't get it to go. And I think that Zaire knocked it in, I guess. Credit Zaire with the basket. 49-46. I think a lot of people hit it, but they gave it to Zaire. Robinson now goes to Becker, and they try to go to Moss. Moss goes inside to Zari Gwynn. He'll put it up and score. Zari Gwynn from Jackson Moss. Last two possessions. Moss with the assists. 51-46, Park. 9 minutes to go. Zaire. Spin move. Zaire again. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Jackson Moss. And he says, okay, let's wait. And Moss will take it across the timeline. Under nine to play now. 51-46, Park with the lead. They pass on the wing to Becker, and then he goes down low to Moss. Then Moss comes inside to Gwynn. The one-hander floater by Zari Gwynn is good to make it 53-46. 7-point lead. For the Panthers, they haven't had a 7-point lead till they started the game at 7-0. Czar, and they're going to call a foul here. Should say Zaire. On Gwynn. That's his third, so he's got three now. Becker's got three. And I think Zaire is the only one with three on the Bulldogs. So they get it into French, 8:30 to go. And pass goes over to Hallbeck. Now back out to French. Now to Zaire. His three is in and out. No good. And Moss with the rebound. Almost had it slapped away. And Robinson, as always, smart, will walk it up and use a few more seconds. As we're going to close in on under 8 minutes to go, they get it into Zaire Gwynn. Zaire Gwynn's got nowhere to go. Gets it into Becker, and then Becker gets it back out to Freeman, who's back in, taken away. And the shot up is good by Tchaikovsky. And count the basket. Two for two. That foul is on Freeman, I believe. Oh, on Robinson. Okay, free throw's good. Makes it 53-49. So big possession here for the Panthers. Come away with some points. 7:40 to go in regulation. Freeman with the basketball. Passes over to Robinson at top of the key. Then they go down low to Zaire Gwynn. And he traveled. Good call by the official. He did. He traveled with it. Zaire inbounds to French. And they got to prevent a three here. French with the basketball now. Zaire with the three and hits it. And he's definitely heated up here in the second half. 53-52 as we close in on 7 minutes to go. Panthers had a 7-point lead, and it diminished quickly. Zaire inside to Moss, and he lays it in for two to make it 55-52. Nice play by Zaire Gwynn. French with the basketball now. And they almost have it knocked away. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound. And we're going to go the other way with it. This foul's coming up on Cedarburg. It's on Nowak. His second. So we have a timeout on the floor, so we'll step away for 30. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
All right, 55-52, 6:39 to go in regulation. Park by three, and they'll have possession of the basketball. Fouls, team fouls, five for Park, only three for Cedarburg. That could come into play before this one's all over with. So Park, with their defense, they play very aggressive. So you figure they're gonna commit fouls.
Everybody grab your hand. Come on, guys.
So Park the inbound, they get it into Becker. That's Cole Becker. He gives it up to Robinson. Then Robinson back to Cole. Cole on the drive, pulls it back out. Now coming back inside. Gives it up to Freeman. He can't get it to score. Threw it over the backboard. And here comes the Bulldogs with it. As that was Nowak that got that rebound. French now passes over to Tchaikovsky. They got Zaire on the wing. And now Robinson takes it away, coming all the way down, putting it up and scoring. and count it. Count the basket. Count the basket by Isaiah Robinson. He's fouled by Tchaikovsky. 57-52. Count the basket. And again, Isaiah Robinson known for the defense. So he can make it a six-point advantage now.
Sorry, Gwynn back in.
So checking back in will be Gwynn for Cam Betker.
Ryan O'Neal for the Bulldogs.
And checking back in is Ryan O'Neal for the Bulldogs. For Nowak. So Isaiah at the line for one and hits it. So make it 58-52. Park by six. French brings it across. Now has it taken away again by Robinson. Quickly up to Freeman, who scores. Freeman with the basket to make it 60-52 now. Park. As they come inside, shot up, no good, tap up, no good. And we're going to have a foul called on the Park Panthers with that aggressive defense. Zari Gwynn, that's his fourth. So checking back in will be Cam Betker for Zari Gwynn. So to be the Bulldogs, the inbound. They get it in. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Tchaikovsky to make it 60-55. As Isaiah will take it up slowly as we close in on 5 minutes to go. Passes across court to Freeman. And then Freeman loses it. And they're going to say it'll stay with the Panthers. Kicked out of bounds by Cederberg. So Becker inbounds to Robinson. Robinson has it taken away by Tchaikovsky. Then he gives it up to O'Neal. And coming inside shooting is Hallbeck. And another foul coming up. Another foul coming up on the Panthers. That's on Cole Betker, his second. So at the line is Hallbeck. First one up is good. He's one for two. Makes it 60-56 at the five-minute mark. Second one up, also good. Make it 60-57, a three-point lead for the Panthers. Freeman with the basketball now will take it across the timeline. Still has it. Now gives it up to Cole Becker. And Cole Becker gives it to Cam Becker. Then Cam Becker gives it up to Freeman. Now coming inside is Moss. His shot up way too hard. And here comes French the other way. They got a man open, and he can't handle it. Goes out of bounds. A big break for the Park Panthers as they'll get it back. And now we have a timeout called by the Park Panthers, a 30-second timeout. So we'll hear from one of our WIAA spots.
Making great progress, but there still remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure we're able to sustain education-based athletics, but without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. Go to the officials tab on the WIAA website. This is a message from DG Sports and the WIAA, keeping education in sports.
All right, 4:32 to go in regulation, 60-57. Park with the lead. And they'll inbound it. They get it to Robinson, and then he gets it over to Cam Betker. And then to Freeman. Got to get it across. Now to Becker. He gets it across. Gives it to Robinson. Down to 4:20 to play in regulation. Robinson with the basketball. Last time he didn't handle it very well, and he had it taken away. Now Robinson throws it back to Moss. Now to Freeman. Freeman had two big threes against Waterford. Now inside to Moss. Puts it up hard.
They said he stepped out of bounds there, Dick.
All right. I never saw the mechanic. All right. Cederberg with the basketball now. Tchaikovsky passes over to Zaire. Now inside, to, taken away by Moss. And then he's fouled. He's fouled by O'Neal with 3:36 to go. It's only the fifth foul on Cederberg. So Becker to inbound it. And they give it to Freeman. Gives. And we got a player control foul coming up on Freeman.
They came flying down the paint, Dick.
Yep.
Threw it to the teammate on the wing and just crashed into the defender.
So Zaire will inbound at the 3:30 mark. It's like we're starting all over again. Pass goes in to Hallbeck. He still has it. They can tie it with the three, and now it goes out of bounds. And he took his eye off of it. Was O'Neal, so it'll go back over to Park with 3:21 to go. Cam Becker inbounds to Robinson. Robinson passes over to Cam Becker. Cam Becker now needs to get someone. Finds Zari Gwynn, who's back in there playing with four fouls now. Zari Gwynn on the drive. Kicks it back out to Robinson. We're under three to play now in regulation. They get it into Becker. Then Becker goes to Moss. And I don't think they're going to shoot anything wild here. Moss in. They get it back out to Robinson. Almost has it taken away. Now they go inside to Moss. Now here's the three from the corner. That's good. Three-pointer by Cam Becker, and showboating a little bit to the students to make it 63-57. Coming inside and scoring is French. They let him go because of the foul situation. 63-59, we're closing in on 2 minutes. And now we got a foul coming up. I think it's on French.
Super Cubs number one, Griffin French, his first, team six.
And they're still not in the bonus park.
Timeout on the floor.
All right, we got another timeout on the floor, and I think it's a good time for another WIAA spot.
Thanks, Dick. WIA wants us to bring you these messages throughout the entire tournament, and we are proud to do so. If you're a big fan of Wisconsin high school sports, the WIAA.tv portal on the NFHS network offers live and archived webcasts of state tournament events and school-produced events throughout the year. You could sign up for this unique web portal on the NFHS network site for $11.99 per month. NFHSnetwork.com. You can also find the link on the WIAA homepage. WIAA.tv is your one-stop source for Wisconsin high school video streaming. This message brought to you by the WIAA.
Thanks, Dylan. So 2:10 to go in regulation. 63-59. Park with the lead and the basketball. Possession arrow also belongs to the Panthers. Let's see what the Panthers can do here. As they'll inbound it now. Trying to get it in. Gets it into Moss, and he loses it. Gets it back, though. Then comes inside, wants to put up a shot that they deflected. And here comes the Bulldogs all the way down. Shot up is good by Tchaikovsky, and it's a two-point advantage for the Panthers. Full court pressure now by the Bulldogs as Robinson gets it across to Cam Betker. Jackson Moss with the basketball now. Gives it up to Zari Gwynn, and it's taken away again as Zari Gwynn couldn't handle it, bringing it all the way down, missing it. It's on the floor, and timeout called with 1:31 to go. Zair calls the timeout, and again, if they would have got their hands on it, Park, they probably would have called a jump.